Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Chagiga. Today we are learning Parak Aleph Mishnah Beis and Parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Everyone that is obligated to appear in the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim is also obligated to bring two karbanos. Number one is the Olas Re'iyah, as we discussed, and the second karban is the Shalmei Chagiga, as we discussed as well. Now, although the Torah did not give any minimum value for these karbanos, the Chachamim did, as the Mishnah is going to teach us. Says the Mishnah, Beishamai Omer Beishamai says, Hare'iya Shtei Kasef V'Chagiga Ma'a Kasef. That the Olas Re'iya must be worth at least two silver ma'os, and the Shalmei Chagiga must be worth at least one silver ma'i. Ma'i is the smallest silver coin used in the times of the Mishnah. And as the Bartanura points out, a ma is equal to 1/6 of a dinar. Continuing in the Mishnah, Beisil Omer Beisil says, Hare'iya ma'a kasef v'chagiga shtei kasef. But Beisil said the opposite, the olas re'iya needs to be worth only one silver ma'a, and the shalmei chagiga must be worth at least two silver ma'os. That since the meat of the chagiga must be divided into three parts, one for the mizbeach, one for the kohanim, and one for the owner and his guests, according to Beis Hillel, it needs to be larger and therefore more expensive for in terms of its value. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, as the Mishnah discusses which karbonos may be brought on Yom Tov itself and which may be brought only on Chol HaMoed, as well as which Yom Tov karbonos may be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. We've learned previously Maaser Sheni is given during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle and must be eaten in Yerushalayim, or may be redeemed for money that is used to purchase food in Yerushalayim and eaten there. As the Mishnah is going to explain, some karbonos that are brought on the Yom Tovim may in fact be purchased with this money, while others may not. Says the Mishnah, Olos b'moed, voluntary offerings, may be brought during Chol HaMoed, but not on Yom Tov itself, since they are not required for that particular day. The Olas Re'iyah, however, is brought even on Yom Tov, since there is a mitzvah to offer it on that day. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ba'os min hachulin, and an Olas Re'iyah also must be brought from chulin, from regular money, not Maaser Sheni money. Olas it's an obligation, and therefore can't be brought from Maaser Sheni money. The hashlamim in a Maaser, however, carbon shlam the shalmei simcha that are not obligations may be brought from Maaser Sheni money. Now the Mishnah is now going to discuss whether a chagiga may be brought from Maaser Sheni funds or not. A carbon chagiga must be brought on the first day of each of the three Yamim Tovim, as we're going to see in Mishnah Vav. Since this carbon is an obligation, it may be brought only from chulin funds, from regular money, not from Maaser Sheni money. Now the following discussion in this Mishnah concerns a secondary chagiga carbon brought in a case where a person has many guests, that is Yom Tov meal, and the meat from his first carbon chagiga is not enough for all of his guests. In this situation, he can bring another chagiga to provide for his guests, and the machlokas is, can this second carbon chagiga be brought from Maaser Sheni funds? Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, regarding the carbon chagiga that is brought on the first day of Pesach, Beishamai Omer Beishamai says, Min HaChulin, that it must be brought only from regular chulin funds, although this additional carbon is not mandatory. Any carbon brought on Yom Tov that is classified as a chagiga, regardless of whether it is a chiyav or not, must come from chulin money, must not come from Maaser Sheni money. However, says the Mishnah, Beis Hillel says, Min HaMaiser, that it may in fact be brought from Maaser Sheni funds, that only chagiga karbanos that are obligatory must be from chulin funds, but additional carbon chagigas, which are not obligatory, may in fact be from Maaser Sheni funds. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, taught us number one, Machlokas, how much must the karbanos be worth? Beisham was of the opinion of the Olas Re'iyah must be worth at least two silver ma'os. The Shalmei Chagiga must be worth at least one silver ma'a. Beis Hillel said the opposite, that according to Beis Hillel, because the meat of the Chagiga must be divided into three separate parts, it needs to be larger and more expensive in terms of the value of the animal. And then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel tolas that voluntary regular karbanos olas that are brought may only be brought during chalamot but not yom tov itself because they're not mandatory, and an olas riyah must be brought from chulin because it's an obligation. It cannot be brought from ma'aser sheni funds, but karban shlamim which is not obligatory, the shalmei chagiga, they may be brought from ma'aser sheni funds because again they're not mandatory. Then the question was, if a person is bringing a regular chagiga, we know that you can only bring it from chulin, from regular funds, not from ma'aser sheni funds. But the question now is, what about the second chagiga that you're adding because of company that you're having and you need more meat? So according to the Mishnah, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that even the second karban chagiga must be brought from regular funds, from chulin, whereas Beis Hillel is of the opinion that if it's a second carbon chagiga, which isn't obligatory, that carbon can in fact be brought from Ma'aser Sheni funds. Have a great day.